Good morning, welcome Miraya Breakfast Show. And yes, today is World Children's Day. We are continuing with that particular program. Now, children are like budding stars. The more you embrace them, the more they will shine. Well, talking about embracing children, Hold the Child Organization, a non-profit making organization, works alongside vulnerable children in disaster affected areas and undeveloped communities. Well, Dennis Ongen is a communication and advocacy officer, and it's now time for the children to talk to Dennis. But before we go right away, before I hand it over to the children, let's find out a few about Dennis. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Sabit.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Well, what important lessons have you learned working with children, Dennis?
I've worked with children coming close to 4 years, and I keep learning new lessons, including today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've learned a lot. What stands out is they are really uniquely gifted. Each child is gifted differently, and if supported and nurtured very well, they can be having a lot to contribute to the nation, to the family, and to the community at large.
Yes, and as you work with Hold the Child, what is Hold the Child doing to help the most vulnerable children in South Sudan?
Almost closing to a decade right now, Hold the Child has been working for the betterment of the children in a holistic way. First, they strengthen the resilience of the families to support their children, and then they directly support children in their main programs, which is like child protection, nutrition, child health, education, and advocacy. And now the program that we always do with Miraya every Saturday, mm-hmm, between midday to 1, the Kids Express. And then this is all geared towards making the child's life better, and then also to let the children be heard and participate in everything, in the decisions that affect them.
Great.
Yes.
Now we hand it over again to Alice and Malice here in the studio to be the one asking the questions. It's their day after all. Alice, you have any question for Dennis?
Yeah. Dennis, what is the most memorable story a child in South Sudan has ever told you?
When we were the story that gave birth to Kids Express was 2016. We were all driving to Sherikat, and everyone is running, and there were popcorns everywhere. You know, when I say popcorn, yes. And I met this little lady around Sherikat, and she's called Ayuel, and she was telling me, you see, everyone is running. I don't know where they're running. And people are so busy carrying things. People are carrying babies. And then nobody's thinking about us, how we feel. They're just saying, move, 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 move. And then that story was so touching in that she didn't know what was happening, and she was all lost, and nobody cared to tell her what was happening. And I sat with her, and I told her that things are happening, and a lot of things are going to be happening, and we are hoping things will get better. But all you should know is things will be all right. She was like, I needed someone to tell me that things will be all right. Mm-hmm. But when I said, just hold on there, hang in there, things will be all right. And after now, I still go to a school in Gumbo, and then see her, and she's now all grown up. 3 years afterwards, almost, she's just a grown-up lady, and it's just awesome. That is a story I cannot forget, and it was also emotional for me because it was uncertain for almost everyone in 2016. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Dano. And the fourth question, last not the least, as a child at school, I often found difficult relating well with my teachers and peers. What advice could you give children who are facing the same problem like me?
You see, in our context, Malaysia, children have different experiences, and these experiences have made them exhibit different behaviors. Others could have been punished from home for a long time. Others could have been told you can amount to nothing. Others, they've not been shown self-worth, and this result into some of these behaviors where they feel they should isolate themselves from their peers. They should not listen to teachers. Others become arrogant, and they think they are the best. Eh? Mm. Yeah. My advice to these children would be, it's not too late, and they can always change. And listening to teachers and learning from one another is the best way to grow. And they should embrace that and grow together, because only one person cannot do everything. We need each other to build the country together. We need to work together. Yeah?
Okay.
Yes.
Alice?
What is your message for the children on World Children's Day?
Awesome. My message to the children on World Children's Day. Yes, like you guys are doing today, let's take over as children, yeah? Mm. Yes, let us be hard. Let us stand out. Let us, if we're in school, let us do our best, yeah? Let's make sure we are the best in whatever we do, and then we grow up to be the citizens that we want. The future that we need for South Sudan lies on us. If we don't stand up, someone else will take it up and make it for us.
Right.
If we want to see it, we should work on it, yeah?
Thank Dennis, you. Dennis, thank you so much. And yes, now I'm giving the chance to Malis and Alice to send your messages out there very briefly. What message do you have to our listeners?
Alice?
Okay. First of all, I am very glad today to spend my time here talking with our guest and also Uncle Dennis. So my message to the listeners is especially for parents, let them send their children to school so that they can learn and they can be a good citizens.
All right,
in
thank,
this country.
Thank you so much, Alice Jackson. And yes, Malice, what is your message?
Really, I'm very glad to be today in Radio Meran and converse and speak with our guests. As always, we are moving and we are promising. Let us continue with the same thing that we are doing today, the same year. Let it be happen. And what I can just tell my parents and guidance outside there, we the children, we have really a better future in our hands. When you send a child in the school, although you spend 1,000 million, but when he educated, it's going to be a better person in the future.
All right.
Let us not give up. Although with the hunger or with all the challenges we are facing, dear uncles and guidance, please just bring all our brothers to school. They will be better people.
Thank you so much, Malice. Thank you, Alice, for coming to Mirai Studios. I wish you all the best. And yes, do have a very, very great day, which is the World Children's Day. Deno, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and with that, we come to the end of Mirai Breakfast Show for this morning. Thank you so much for your company. And yes, let it not only end here today, at least do something for the children of the world. At least listen to them. Bye-bye for now, and do have a very wonderful day.